Subway Surfer. Yes, Subway Surfer is what's going on in this car. There's a game going on and I can't play it because I'm driving the car, number one, and number two, because I'm just too old for it. I'm one of these people who was brought up on board games. Things like Ludo and...
Dad, that was Minecraft that you can't play, and this you couldn't play either.
I couldn't play this. I definitely couldn't play this. I couldn't play Minecraft even. I'm too old for Minecraft. I was brought up on Snakes and Ladders. What did I say? Ludo. I was brought up on Cluedo. I was brought up on Scrabble, although I hardly ever played it. I was brought up on Monopoly, although I hardly ever played it when I was a kid. I was brought up on Risk, although I didn't play that until I was an adult and my two boys were very young. Great game, by the way. Great game. Risk. Great game. Risk. But I want to talk about Scrabble, just briefly. Just a quick one, because I've just had an idea. Let's organise the World Scrabble Championship in which...
Monopoly, Dad.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. The World Monopoly Championship. Sorry, the World Monopoly Championship, not the World Scrabble Championship. Let's organise the World Monopoly Championship. And I'm talking about hundreds of thousands, in fact, millions of people playing the World Monopoly Championship. Now, people who are organising other forms of competitions will know how this could be done. And how you could have it going on in different countries from the world and the heats and how everybody could play in it, no matter what age you were, you could play in it. You know, you could play in it even if you play the old-fashioned Monopoly game.
What if you were only two?
Well, if you're only two, you could certainly push a hat towards a hotel, couldn't you?
No.
Why couldn't you push a hat towards a hotel if you were two?
Then you wouldn't know the rules.
Well, you could have a helper. You could have a helper. Two-year-olds have intelligence, you know.
Yeah, right.
Well, all right, you're prejudiced against two-year-olds.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I just saw a wonderful thing this morning in which, you know, an adult was giving a two-year-old in a bath a bath, and then they switched it round so that it was a man in a bath being looked at by another man. And that was the funniest thing I've seen. I can't even remember what the name of it is. So anyway, two-year-olds in baths could play Monopoly. Well, not in the bath. Anyway, the whole point about this is the idea. Here's the idea. So the world's biggest ever, by a million miles, Monopoly championship, even played in China, right, has a prize. And what's the prize? The prize is a hotel. The winner wins a hotel. Yeah?
And not a Monopoly hotel,
right. And the local championships could be that you know, if you're the European champion, you win a 1-star or a 2-star or a 3-star hotel. In fact, your village, you could win a 1-star hotel. In fact, we could start with a 1-star bed and breakfast, 2-star bed and breakfast, 3-star bed and breakfast, and then go on to hotels, 1-star.
That's like 5-star bed and breakfast.
And then we get to a 5-star hotel, or actually, the winning prize could be a 7-star hotel.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
There is a 7-star hotel in Dubai.
Yeah, right.
It is. The toilet seats are gold. Real gold.
Yeah, right.
You do a poo in a gold toilet.
Yeah, right. Like, believe that.
And you actually don't... They don't let you in. They won't let you in to just go in there. You have to be invited in or have some sort of a way of getting
VIP.
In. 7-star hotel. There is definitely one in Dubai, and I
so
think
if you
there's.
To go to the toilet with the gold toilet, you have to be like a VIP or something.
You do. You need to do a VIP poo.
Ew! That's disgusting, Dad.
Why, you mean all poos are equal?
Ew.
Well, if you're a VIP. Anyway, gold is not cold, you see. So gold is a metal in which your bottom will be warm. What? This is nothing
Stop
to do.
Talking.
Okay. All right. Back to the question of Monopoly. Monopoly is definitely one of the world's most popular games. It also is a game which teaches people how to have teamwork.
But you no need one has teamwork in Monopoly. We're all against each other.
Yeah, but in Monopoly you have to form little teams against the others. So, like, I'll give you a hotel if you give me that hotel, and together we'll beat the others. You can do that kind of thing in Monopoly. You can negotiate with each other in Monopoly. You can barter with each other in Monopoly. You can roll the dice in Monopoly and just take what good fortune chance gives you. So what about that then, folks? The World Monopoly Championship with a... I think 7 stars would be too much. I don't think we'll give a 7-star hotel.
Dad, do you know how much that would cost?
But it would cost... it might cost... Let us say it costs £100 million, right? €100 million.
Maybe you might think that will probably cost more.
Okay, let's call it €500 million. All we need is 500 million people to play, and that's €1 each.
Yeah, do you think the board would be big enough for that?
No, a whole lot of little boards all around the world.
Jeez.
And the one who is left alive in the board in Glanmire goes and plays against the one who's left alive on the board in Ballincollig. Okay. And the one from Douglas. And you've all paid €1. And then you get a winner of Monopoly in Cork. And they win a little hotel. Maybe they win one night stay in a hotel. And then they go against the winner in County Cork. So they win the whole of Cork City and County. And then they go on from that to win to Munster. And imagine... people playing Monopoly, the winner from Cork playing the winner from Kerry in Monopoly. I mean, that would be televised. I mean, Kerry people would run rings around Cork people, says he very provocatively. Anyway, who can push a hat towards a hotel at the quickest rate? That's my story. So that's it, folks. The World Monopoly Championship with hotels for prizes. What do you think? Bye. In the meanwhile, what's this game that's playing in the back? Well, on the iPad. Can you play Monopoly on an iPad?
Yeah, you can. You can get the app and it shows you a board. You can pick whatever you want and the board plays against you.
Oh, well, I've learned something.
Or you can play two-player.
I've learned something this morning.
Yeah.
Toodle-pip. I know. I'm just an old board player.
Monopoly on the phone or the iPad is so 3 years ago, and you still haven't heard about it.
Now, what is the most latest up-to-date game, then, if I was to be right up to speed? What would be the number one?
I don't know.
What about this thing you're playing? Is that any good?
No, it's not the number one.
Hey, will you go and cross the road with Juliet, please?
Okay.
Hey, it's time to go into school. Come on. Close down. The real fun begins now. Off to school. Bye.
No, Dad, treat.
What?
Treat.
Oh, treat. Oh, God. I nearly forgot.
You're so bad.
I nearly forgot. I absolutely nearly forgot.
You are so bad.
Well, I know Friday's a treat day, but, I mean, you distracted me with all that. What's that game playing? I blame Subway Surfers. If it hadn't been for Subway Surfers, I wouldn't have been talking about Monopoly. If I hadn't been talking about Monopoly, I'd have been in the sweet shop already.
It's not a sweet shop. It's
just
Spar.
It's Spar, I know.
Yes. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Gimme, 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 gimme. Bum, 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 bum.
Let's
go away, you...